Is extrasensory perception real? Over the years, there has been a lot of controversy over whether ESP or extrasensory perception is possible among humans. Many scientists thought it was impossible, but while this was believed by many civilian scientists, the military had other ideas. It wasn't only the American military which felt this way, but also the Soviet military. So both sides got it into their heads, pardon the pun, there could be a way to spy without equipment or going anywhere. This led to remote viewing, where it was said we could accomplish this with people with certain aptitudes for ESP who were specially trained. It is said the program was a success, but the military said they disbanded it. The American program was named Remote Viewing. This is not what this article is about, that is the remote viewing program, and I only cite it to give an example of one type of ESP. One of the way scientists test to see if a person has ESP is by using cards. They usually have unique shapes on them, and the person taking the test is asked to tell the tester the shape on the card by only seeing the back of the card. Tests for ESP may not have been called that in the early days, but they do go back many centuries. We probably don't know how long ago the first one was taken. Was it by some early human who was trying to guess what was behind a rock, or an early Egyptian or Babylonian thinking they might have godlike powers? ESP testing usually involves at least one of these things: telepathy, clairvoyance, and precognition. Telepathy is the ability to read thoughts. Clairvoyance is the ability to see objects which are not available for viewing in the presence of the person. Precognition is the ability to see into the future. There is also telekinesis, which is the power to move things with your mind. This is not tested for as much as the others. It wasn't until the early 20th century, the 1930s to be exact, when the first laboratory dedicated to ESP testing was established by Joseph Banks Ryan at Duke University. He established certain tests and standards for this testing. His main testing procedure was using specially designed cards where the people taking the test had to recognize symbols on them without seeing the symbols. It was felt if you could score well on the test and be able to consistently do this, you probably had ESP ability. ESP tests are all over the internet. If one feels they might have this ability, they can test themselves with tests like the Zeno test, where you have to guess the next card symbol to come up before it does. The Soviets thought not only could ESP abilities exist, but some of their scientists believed they could be improved when found. Dr. A.V. Klinets-Bryunkhnev was the president of the All Union Scientific Research Association in the USSR. The KGB were conducting ESP experiments at the Filatov-I Institute in Odessa. These experiments were geared at improving any ESP ability which was found. It is claimed when they found someone who was clairvoyant, they could check the field around them and they found it would change. They probably used a Curlian camera, which they claimed could detect the field around all living things. The Soviets thought they could bombard certain areas of the brain which seemed to be responsible for ESP, thus increasing the sensitivity to ESP and make the person more powerful. To this end, they began to experiment on animals by doing this. It was said eventually the animals were able to detect what was behind walls, but there was a problem. Their brains disintegrated. They carried on with other experiments and other scientists. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist named Brian Josephson, who is a theoretical physicist, has come out and said he supports parapsychology. This is quite unusual for a renowned scientist to state. Josephson said many scientists believe in the paranormal, but say they don't because they believe if they answered in the affirmative, it could damage their careers. He said experimental methods have improved and things like telepathy have produced strong evidence in their favor. He also said since computers have been used to test subjects, it has eliminated the chance of error or fraud, and yet positive results still appear. One very interesting thing he said was if an experiment is taking place and the scientist conducting it believes in ESP, this might amplify the results, producing more positives. When we talk about the interest in certain types of paranormal activities which if perfected could be turned into weapons, Countries anxious for these weapons will turn over every rock to get what they want. Many different things have been used to try and increase some of this power, such as hypnosis, meditation, and even drugs. It was said if Tesla coils were used which were tuned to the Earth's natural frequency of 7.8 cycles per second, it amplified the ability to psychically spy on others. What is being stated by some is the power of ESP can be amplified by getting a group of people with this power to act in sync. I am not clear on this point, but it is said if they can all get together with their thoughts, they become far more powerful than any single person with ESP, and this would enable them to do things no single person could do. One interesting question is, do we all have ESP? It would seem we don't, as indicated by test results, but does this mean we don't all have it, or is it just not as developed in some people? If we are all born with it and only some of us have it developed enough to use, could there be some way to bring it out in the rest of us? We learn through study. We develop our bodies through exercise. Would it be possible to perform different mental exercises to develop our ESP powers if we all have them? Could someone with ESP be used to boost the power in the rest of us and give us a sort of jump start? And if they could, would this power remain with us, or would it stop as soon as they left? There are just so many questions that remain unanswered. After exploring all these possibilities, one would have to conclude the government which explored ESP and wanted to use it as a weapon, or at least for spying, probably never stopped their experimenting, even though they deny their projects are still ongoing.